Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Buffalo Field Campaign News from the Field. Last week turned out to be a fairly quiet one in the Madison River Valley, as no bison have been captured. Department of Livestock agents were out on snowmobiles on Monday and Tuesday, disturbing wildlife and wasting taxpayers' money, but most of them left the valley on Wednesday afternoon. The bison and Buffalo Field Campaign volunteers were greeted by a stunning sunrise, made all the more beautiful by the absence of bison killers. We are organizing our third annual Week of Action for the Yellowstone Buffalo and need your help. This year's Week of Action is scheduled for March 18th through the 24th and will include a variety of workshops, nonviolent direct action, and ceremonies. Please come if you can. We're also helping to organize solidarity rallies across the country on March 23rd. An interdenominational prayer will be led by Emanami at noon on the 24th. Please join us in prayer wherever you may be. Volunteers stand with the buffalo on their native Montana range and advocate for their protection. Buffalo Field Campaign volunteers recently attended two informational public meetings. One in Gardner, Montana, was a discussion of the current drought and its effects on wildlife and water. It was stated that this drought is the longest and driest on record for this region. The impacts on wildlife are potentially devastating, and the full effects may not be seen for years to come. While we are experiencing near-normal snowfall this winter, we are desperately in need of more snow and a very wet spring. Snow dance, anyone? The other meeting in West Yellowstone, Montana, outlined a 10-year study on elk and bison behavior along the Madison River in Yellowstone. One interesting finding of the study is that even though elk and bison mingle during calving season, there has been little or no transference of brucellosis between the species. Common sense would show that it would be even more difficult for brucellosis to be transmitted between bison and cattle, especially if there are no cattle in the area. It is still unclear, however, if the bureaucrats in charge of bison management have any common sense. The Buffalo Field Campaign performs acts of nonviolent civil disobedience, media documentation, and education on behalf of the endangered Yellowstone buffalo herd. The campaign's efforts have paid off. The combined kill during the Buffalo Field Campaign's first 4 years totals 100 buffalo, less than a tenth of the 1,083 killed in 1997. This winter is shaping up to be a difficult one for the buffalo. 21 buffalo have already been killed, and the Department of Livestock remains insistent on capturing every buffalo that enters Montana. More than 1,000 volunteers have traveled to West Yellowstone since 1997 to help the buffalo, and new volunteers arrive every week. Buffalo Field Campaign maintains a cabin just outside West Yellowstone, Montana, and provides room and board to volunteers who give their time and effort to protect the buffalo. Contributions to the Buffalo Field Campaign are tax-deductible to the extent allowed by law and support our aggressive front lines grassroots volunteer work. The Buffalo Field Campaign is the only group working 365 days a year in Yellowstone protecting the last wild buffalo. If you're interested in helping to organize a day of action in your community, or you want to attend the Buffalo Field Campaign Week of Action, March 18th through the 24th, please contact the Buffalo Field Campaign at P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That's P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. Or you can call them at 406-646-0070. That's 406-646-0070. You can reach them on the web at www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. That's wildrockies.org/buffalo. Or their email at bfc-media@wildrockies.org. That's bfc-media@wildrockies.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come